They launched an appeal to raise money for the cancer ward, the Children's Cancer Ward, trying to raise £4 million and to improve the facilities and make it better for the children.
And you have an interest, a personal interest in this?
Yes, because my son Toby, who's 2.5, has been diagnosed with leukaemia. He's, I think, about 10 weeks into the programme now. And yeah, so we've had our fair share of time on the ward so far.
And how is he doing?
He's doing very well. He's an outpatient at the moment, which is great. And yeah, hopefully that will continue like that. And his treatment's going very well.
How important are the facilities here?
Oh, massively important. Yeah, Toby, for an example, was in for 6 weeks. You know, he had quite a rough time for 6 weeks. And it, you know, it's quite cramped. You know, you have to sleep here with him, and it's quite cramped. And you know, and communal areas as well. There aren't many communal areas, so when your family want to visit, there's not. You know, they sit by the bed. There's not much. You know, they can go. They can't really go anywhere. So I think they're trying to just improve everything, make it bigger. You know, bigger facilities for the children actually on the ward, and then bigger communal areas. Just make it more comfortable, because it's, you know, it's quite a tough thing for the family as well as the children. They're just going to try and make it more comfortable for everybody involved. Yeah, it's awful. You know, I lost my first son 10 years ago to cot death, and that in itself was the worst time of my life. Secondly, this has been the second worst week of my life. The first week, they're not known. I didn't know what, you know, as silly as it sounds, I didn't know what leukemia was. And then when you hear the word cancer, it's like, you know, I just, you don't know what's happening. You don't know. It's difficult. I don't understand it. I don't know. I wanted answers. I wanted them really quickly, and it's hard because you don't necessarily get them that quick. And but you know, we've come for a really tough stage, and he's doing really well, which is fantastic.
How do you focus on your job?
The club are fantastic. They just let me step away from football, which, to be honest, that. I had to do that regardless of whatever job I was in. I'd have had to have stepped away from it purely because, you know, we got 2 other children, so we're juggling school, you know, home life, coming to the hospital daily. You know, we're a more fortunate family. My wife doesn't work. I can step away from my job and it's not a problem, but, you know, there are families which both parents work, you know, desperately need to work, and I just can't imagine how tough it would be for them families. They just said, do what you have to do, and they'll support the family. I was injured as it happened, so I just had an operation on my hamstrings, so it kind of, it didn't really matter. I was getting rehab on the hamstrings, so I wasn't playing. I didn't miss any games, and it was the end of the season, so I missed 2 or 3 weeks at the end of the season, and then I missed then it was the off season then, so it was another 3 weeks into that, so which didn't affect football. I've got a slightly different role this year anyway, because I'm going into my testimonial year. The club are offering me a testimonial, but my role as a player will be a lot less, a lot lower, and I'll be more concentrating on the coaching side of things, so which will be a lot easier based around Toby. So it won't affect anything that happens with Toby. I'll be here for Toby. Every time he's in the hospital, I'll be here. And if he has to go into hospital for whatever reason, I'll be there by his side supporting him. So and the club are fine with that, which, you know, family comes first, and that's how it needs to be. And the club have been fantastic about it.